Good day. This is Paige Estritori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Let's dive into this week's most fascinating stories from Australia's insurance sector. Our reports cover significantly impactful topics such as government policymaking, inquiries into insurance practices, alongside unique case studies that could shape future procedures in the industry. Our first story evolves from the state of New South Wales. The government is looking at overhauling the funding model for emergency services. Currently, the Emergency Services Levy, or ESL, has been pointed for escalating insurance costs, prompting a critical number of residents to remain uninsured. In light of this, NSW Treasurer Daniel Mukhe proposes using anonymized insurance data to develop a more equitable system. To facilitate this process, a stakeholder reference group has been established for advice on reform. We anticipate a period of public consultation as the state is faced with the tricky task of distributing emergency service expenses amidst an escalating climate change scenario. Meanwhile, in the House of the Nation, the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics is taking significant steps in its investigation of insurance practices after the dreadful floods of 2022. The committee invites the public to partake in an online platform for sharing experiences until the end of July, adding to more than 400 responses already contributed. Simultaneously, the committee plans visits to flood-hit regions such as Brisbane and Lismore, along with discussions with industry authorities. By acquiring a first-hand experience of the affected communities, there is hope to improve insurance procedures. An intriguing case to conclude our roundup involves a vehicle owner making headway against insurer Suncorp over a complicated car accident claim. When defying drug-induced driving exclusions in the policy, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority proclaimed the incident as theft. This verdict led to the award of compensation to the car owner, alongside an additional $2,000 credit for stress caused by poor communication from the insurer. This case reiterates the necessity for insurers to uphold precise policy definitions and maintain effective dialogue with clients. And there you have it, a snapshot of this week's noteworthy developments from Australia's insurance industry. As always, we strive to keep you updated and informed. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more details on these stories and other insurance matters. Stay insured, stay safe, Australia. Until next week, this is Paige Estritori signing off from the Weekly Insurance News Wrap.